In her college scarf and trainers, 19-year-old Catherine Webb looks exactly what she is, a second-year history student at the London School of Economics. But while other students are in the pub or student union bar, she is here being interviewed by me about her latest novel. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks for inviting me.
Latest novel. That's amazing, isn't it? Your murder mystery, The Extraordinary and Unusual Adventures of Horatio Lyle, set in 19th century England, is your fifth published work, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, I wrote it when I was 17. Since then, I've done a sequel, and in the Easter holidays, I'll get going on the third in the series.
Wow. I mean, many full-time authors find it a constant struggle to meet publishers' deadlines, but you seem to manage to come up with novels in just a few weeks, even while you're studying for a degree. How did you get started in all this?
Well, I started writing stories for fun at the age of 10. At 14, I decided to try a full-length novel and came up with Mirror Dreams, a tale of good versus evil in another dimension. My dad used to be in publishing and suggested I send the manuscript to an agent he knew. When the agent offered to represent me, it freaked me out deeply, but in a happy way. The novel was bought by Atom Books, as was its follow-up, Mirror World.
So your literary career was up and running before your 15th birthday. Now, just 2 years after leaving school, I understand that you find yourself being invited to address other children about how to become a writer.
Again, totally surreal. When I give a talk at a school, I'm usually put on the staff table for lunch, but half of me is saying, "Hey, I'm not a grown-up, put me with the others." I may technically be an adult in that I do grown-up things, rent a flat, go to the supermarket, but it doesn't mean I have to lose that sense of wonder and enthusiasm you have as a child.
So is that what makes you write, that sense of enthusiasm?
Yes, you should always write what you enjoy. You don't really need to know about a subject in intimate detail, because whether you're writing about killer whales or flying spaceships, it's the things that are uppermost in your mind that will always come out on the page. And you most definitely shouldn't be discouraged if you don't get good marks for essays at school. Writing essays is just a matter of jumping through hoops, of making the right points and ticking the right boxes.
Do you think any of your characters are like you?
The thing I love about writing novels is that my characters are so much more daring than me. My idea of rebellion is to wear odd socks. And the great thing is that after a while, the characters develop whole lives of their own. At the start of every book, I paste up on the wall a sort of map of where the plot is going. But I find that after about 10,000 words, the characters do what they want to anyway.
Catherine, thanks for talking to me.
Pleasure.